One Dark World, written by Ole Fireburns and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night hearing sirens. It's not uncommon. The sirens are the waking up because, well, it's Chicago and it's me. Every time, in a half-aware fog, I go through a sort of mental checklist. Are the sirens coming closer? Is my phone ringing? Has there been anything apocalyptic happening in the past few days? Any sense of foreboding in the air? Has Mouse bothered to take any notice of it, beyond lifting his shaggy head, huffing a little, and flicking his tail over his nose? If the answer to all of those is no, hooray, I get to go back to sleep. I make a point of never giving up good sleep if I can help it. If the answer to any of them is yes, I can forget about sleeping in the first place. Chances are I'll be awake anyway, waiting for the first sign of our latest disaster. Stopping the apocalypse from finding Chicago is always going to be a losing proposition. But hey, this is my city. If the apocalypse comes to visit, I'm going to be standing at the metaphorical gates to meet it. Every time.